for Ryan Fitzpatrick to come off the edge of Flowers up the middle. Grab by Bailey. Oh, and look at this. Chris Johnson off to the races. Getting a block downfield from right. Getting a block downfield from Michigan. That was a Tennessee touchdown. Oh, baby, what a play.
They blocked four punts this season. Most in the league. And Murray gets a line drive punt away. That's bounding to a halt at the one. Perfection.
Hey folks, this is the Transatlantic Titans podcast. We have got a bit of schedule release chat for you. I'm Adam and I have got Brian and Miles here. How you doing, guys?
Weather!
Weather!
Apparently it's the year 2000.
Sorry, I had a rush of energy.
Invest in crypto, guys. It's going to come good. Just ask Brady.
Buy Bitcoin.
Crypto doesn't exist. We don't even have internet. I don't know what this podcast is and how you get it, but I'm pretty sure you can't do that in when Wazza was a thing.
It's always been a thing. It's never gone.
I mean, it definitely went.
Well, hang on. Will we get cancelled for advertising Budweiser?
I mean, let's offset that by pointing out that it's one of the most terrible drinks known to man.
Yeah.
And I know there'll be people in Tennessee listening to this and the wider parts of the United States of America who probably like that watery, pissy drink of whatever the hell you call it. It's dreadful. America, you do a lot of incredible beer, and that is not one of them.
There'll be people furious in TGI Fridays right now.
In the interest of balance, other terrible beers are available, such as Coors and Miller.
Oh, I don't know. A nice Coors Light. Oh, we could end up down a rabbit hole. We do not want to go down.
I'm Team Coors Light, I must say.
Don't mind the Coors.
I enjoy a Coors.
What is wrong with you both? Right, back to the matter of hand. We have got a schedule. I mean, we always knew this is the thing. I'm going to go immediately into a little rant about this. We knew at Christmas, or whenever we clinched our spot in our division, what 17 opponents we were going to have. That hasn't changed. So, but all the column inches that have appeared today about this, how hard each team's schedule is going to be. Yeah, we knew that before. So you probably wrote that in February. So, yeah, come up with some less lazy content, all you beat writers churning that stuff out. So all we learned last night was the order of the games. And from a UK perspective, we also learned that the Titans won't be coming over here in 2024. They won't be going to Germany. They won't be going to Brazil. In fact, they're going to have all but two games kicking off at 6 p.m. UK time. So that's good news. Brian, do you think we were snubbed by only having one primetime game with a Monday Night Football at Miami in week four? Or do you not really care?
Well, it's beneficial to us. It's certainly beneficial to my my head the next morning. but no, I think it's probably fair considering the crap we churned up last year, and fully expect us to get flexed when we go all the way this year.
Don't dismiss that as an option. But they seem to have not done that so much in recent years. Otherwise, I think we'd have probably been flexed out of a Monday Night Football game last year in Miami. I don't know. That felt a bit lazy. Let's hope for a repeat of that miracle game and doing exactly the same matchup in Monday Night Football again. I don't know. That felt a bit weird. But yeah, other than that, it's just 6 p.m., 6 p.m., 6 p.m., 6 p.m. That's the way we like it, Miles.
I hate to be the person to call out when something's wrong on the podcast, but currently on Sunday, the 27th of October, versus Detroit, we play at 5 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Because sometimes when the moon and the sun do things, we change times.
That is a good point. And that little quirk that our clocks go back a week before America's clocks go back. So nice 5 p.m. start. I like that Sunday.
Take like that, America.
Yeah. We've got an extra hour and an hour less tiredness.
An extra hour of crying before bed.
Do you know what? At Detroit, you're probably not wrong. No, it's only actually when you mentioned it that I realized that, yeah, we've known our fixtures all along, just not the order of it. I think I'm so much of a lazy fan in the off season that outside of players' ins and outs, I forget that we already know who we're playing. And it is just the order that they come out. So, I mean, we still played all the teams the same. So it's a nice opportunity to have conversations and go, oh, that'll be a good weekend of fixtures. And like, yeah, when I saw the Chiefs Ravens was the first game, I thought, oh, that's a nice start to the season. That'll be a really good game. But fundamentally, like you said, we knew everyone who was playing everyone, and it was just as and when, I guess. I saw that I believe Kansas are playing on every single day of the week apart from Friday this year. Okay. which is the most ridiculous like statistic. Well, it's just ridiculous. It shows where the NFL is going, that what used to just be a Sunday and move to a Monday, Thursday thing is now just growing like crazy.
It always feels quite fickle to me. Like the Jets have got seven primetime games in 11 weeks or something. And like it's, oh, they signed Aaron Rodgers last year and saw him for seven plays or whatever it was. So let's maximize the, I mean, it's going to be a spectacle, whatever happens. But that feels like overkill. They've gone away from giving every team that Thursday night game to spread it around a bit. I don't know. It is what it is, and we are where we are, aren't we? We're never going to be the most fashionable team. We're never going to be the most popular team. And it's just the way I like it. Something, something, Millwall, something, something. The one thing to note that actually does matter a little bit are when the bye week is, because certain teams, you could say there's maybe an advantage of having that in the middle. But also the other thing, and people with much more time on their hands than I do have looked into this and pointed out that we do not play a team coming off a bye this year, which is good. So we're not going to have that kind of disadvantage where you've got a team that's had that break. We don't even play a team coming off a Thursday night the week before. So we have that advantage, I guess. How on the flip side, there's a week four bye, which is incredibly early. No, I lie. Week five. Talking about preparation. What do you reckon about that? Are you
I saw a tweet from Mike Herndon, who we had on last week, and he'd said that Titans will have the rest advantage on their opponent five times in this season. Jets week two, Indy week six, Buffalo week seven, Houston week 12, and Cincinnati week 15 will have the rest advantage. So that's kind of nice. And then once we'll have the disadvantage once, and that's against Houston week 18. Let's hope that's not a win and in.
Oh, no, let's hope it is a win and in.
We'll already be in by then. Doesn't matter.
There you go. Miles, any thoughts about the early bye?
It's a funny one. I mean, the fans will look at it and go, okay, so we're going to have a bit of a rest before we go to our first divisional game against Indy. So there is a positive there that we're going to be having a big rest before we have our first home game against one of the divisional teams. It is early in the season, but I mean, it's the same argument I have at the moment in the Premier League, that they're all highly paid athletes. And I mean, the fixture congestion stuff is what they get paid to do, and it's not really an issue. Like, it's early on in the season, I do get that, but it could be a blessing, it could be a disaster. It depends how the season's gone so far. I mean, we've got Chicago, Jets, Packers, and Miami before then. Some of them are, I say some of them, three out of the four of them are potentially tricky games to start off with. Like, the team might need something to get restarted. But alternatively, if we make a really good start to the season, we'd actually like to carry the momentum to go into Indy and then Buffalo and Detroit. So it's, at this moment in time, it's, like you said, we knew what the fixtures were, but also at this moment in time, based on our team, it's one thing. But you saw what happened with the Jets. They lost Aaron Rodgers straight away, and their whole fixtures and how they laid out made no difference whatsoever. It could be we get a couple of injuries and it's nice to have that bye week. It's It depends how the season goes. It could be great. It could be terrible. You have no idea until it hits, I guess, week four when we're playing Miami, and then we know what we're going into.
I think it's certainly a week or two earlier than you'd like, but I agree with what you say. Like, it depends. Yeah, if you go on a tear, you want to keep that going. And if things aren't working, you could do with a break to sort things out. And that goes with injuries as well, as you say. And Adam Burnham on Discord said, yeah, question for the next pod, which came around surprisingly quickly. Yeah, especially considering the season is now 18 weeks long. Why are week five bikes? Why are week five buys still a thing? What possible benefit is that to any team? If the team reaches a conference championship game, they will be playing for the 16th consecutive week. And that seems alarming when you read that out loud. I don't know. I think that obviously they've made the season a week longer, but they've taken out a preseason game. What was that? 3 or 4 years ago. It's been talked about a while. I don't know why the season can't be another week longer with just an extra bye, and teams could have two breaks. I mean, how's that going to be any worse for anyone? It would be more TV slots. It would be another week of primetime games for the NFL to sell. I don't know. It seems a no-brainer to me whether that means start. Well, yeah, it could be a CBA thing, whether it means you've got to start the season a week earlier or finish it a week later, so it's technically longer or something. But I can't see anything against that. I don't know about you.
I think it's a matter of time before we're finding ourselves having 19, 20 games. And based on all these different locations that are popping up where all these games are happening, I think it's a matter of time before every single team, probably as part of an NFL contract, has to play a game abroad somewhere.
Right.
And then you automatically bring in that bye week that follows that. Like I was saying before, the way the NFL is going with a game basically every day of the year other than a Friday this year, it's only gone. To me, it makes all the sense in the world that they extend it a little bit, or the Super Bowl final is like the third week in Feb rather than the second. Or like I said, I don't think anyone would complain about the season starting a little bit earlier. Like, there's such a longer off season anyway between when the draft has happened now to when obviously players are back in and training now if they want to, but it's still such a long time before even preseason starts, of which how many teams take that seriously now? I think we are just moving towards an extended season anyway, which will become the norm in 10, 20 years' time. I won't be shocked if we have much more games.
Yeah, I wouldn't care if there was, well, another preseason game fell by the wayside. However, it's got to be done. Like a 19 weeks instead of 18 and two bye weeks. You know, a bye week in week five like we've got and another one in week 13 would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And I can't see any teams being against that kind of pattern. And yeah, for injuries and rest and recovery and all this sort of stuff, it just seems a no-brainer to me. And yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if it goes that way. We've got, yeah, I guess the reaction is we look at the schedule, don't we? And we try and analyze how it's going to go. Bears in week one through to the Texans in week 18. Greg Kett, remember him?
Was he the positive one?
Yeah, possibly. he's not too often. He thinks we're going to go 8-9 after being 3-1 at the bye. Kev Bremner is even less positive. We're going to go 6-11. Come on, we need to go through this and improve on these predictions. So, in true ridiculous fashion, how about we just go week by week and decide what record the Titans are going to have, starting with Chicago on the road in week one, Brian. What a start. Kevin Byard and obviously their number one pick, Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I think I really like what Chicago have done actually in the offseason. I think they've built a nice offense for the new QB who looks like he could well be the real deal, but obviously it doesn't always work out like that. I think it's probably a good week to play. You want to get them nice and early before they get comfortable, maybe. But obviously, we're pretty much an unknown as well. I think it'll be a tough one. Could well end up being a shootout, that one. But I think we'll have enough to take that.
Miles, do you agree?
I want to. I can't argue with the shootout element. Like, Chicago as an offense is... The wide receivers they've decided to back a rookie QB with, you don't see it that often where you manage to get such a highly touted QB alongside a load of receivers that he's got. DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Adeuze as well. Adeuze, that can't be his name, but that's his name from now on. Are we going to cast this where it's going to be a 2-1 or the like? Adam, do you get to cast involved? Because I'm gonna start on what's called a Greg Kett and say that we'll lose at Chicago.
Oh no! Don't make me pick.
Yeah, buddy.
I mean, this is all utterly pointless anyway. So let me clear that up. So yeah, we'll beat Chicago.
Nice.
There'll be. I think there's. That's probably when you want to play a rookie QB. You want to play them early.
Yeah, there's so much optimism in that building, though. That place is going to be rocking.
It depends. Yeah, but it can go either way. They could be underprepared. Yeah,
we're still Chicago.
Williams could injure himself first play, and then they realize that they haven't got Fields anymore. And I don't even know who the backup is in Chicago.
I mean, it doesn't matter, does it? We're coming out of Soldier Field with a win.
Love that.
Yeah,
let's just assume it's Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah, well, yeah. Why not? I'm not looking it up. 1-0.
I'll do it.
Jets. It's gonna be really disappointing. Whatever you find out.
it's Brett Rippin.
Okay.
Can't wait to lose to him. Blazing game still at the Bears.
I think Darrington Evans and they all went there, didn't they? They all went there. All right, 1-1 out of Chicago. Jets at home. I don't feel so good about this. I feel we might go 1-1 and flip it. We win on the road and the Jets get the better of us at home. That's my gut. Tell me I'm wrong, guys.
John Bry.
You're wrong.
Okay. Milesy.
It's the Jets.
I'm with Bry.
Oh, okay. So 2-0 it is. We're going to democratize our way to 17-0 here. That's what's going to happen. The Packers, week 3, again at home. It's... I'm not so sure about this one. I think they're a lot like us in a lot of ways, where they're at with their team. They've got not as inexperienced a QB there, but a QB who's had a step, like first year or first part year as a starter, and done pretty well. He took them to the playoffs. Again, this could be tough. What do we think, Brian?
Titans win in overtime. high scorer. I think that'll be. No, I think it'll be a high scorer. If I'm being honest, that could well be an L. Being honest,
okay.
I don't know. I think we lose that one. I think we lose that one. I do. Genuinely.
Mars.
Titans lose to the home of the cheese.
All right, fine. We're 2-1. That feels about right.
I couldn't say that we're 3-0, so I had to sort of.
Yeah.
We might beat Packers.
We're gonna be 2-1, but let's sit on the fence about exactly which 2-1 they are. Dolphins week 4 on the road. Now this, they're after the miracle of last year. I don't think we do that twice. It just feels they're going to be gunning for us. They're going to be hurting. I expect them to be improved because they sort of tailed off a bit. Probably not when you want to play them Monday night football again, as we touched on. I don't know. Miles.
I hope to go this game, but we will lose to Alex Earl's boyfriend's team.
Yeah. I think, well, we've got enough votes. That's 2-2 into the bye. Which is, we could have just said that at the start and saved us.
I think that one's a heavy loss, and Titans Twitter will implode.
But we have got an early bye to recover from that. So 2-2, Colts at home after the bye week. Obviously, we smashed them, right?
We beat the Cowboys.
Then we go. So that's 3-2. We go up to Buffalo where they break tables. So
I've got the video running alongside. It's such a good video.
I did. We'll come back. I do want to talk about that as well. Yeah, Buffalo on the road, always tough. I can't remember the last time we came out of there with a win. I can't see this necessarily being any different. Obviously, you never know. But do we chalk a loss down there?
I think we win that one.
Oh, Bri. Hello. I like this.
I think they started to tail off, and then they've lost Diggs as well.
Yes.
I don't know. Josh Allen seemed to regress towards the end of last season.
All right, let's go nuts. 4-2. We beat the Bills on the road. How about
their
that?
List of receivers is the funniest list of receivers, by the way. Have you seen it?
They've just signed MVS, haven't they?
They've signed everyone who has been remotely related to some. Chase Claypool, Andy Isabella, Curtis Samuel, Shakir's still there. Valdez Scant. Oh, God, that's tragic. We beat the Bills. Then we've got a receiver.
4-2. I'll tell you who's up after that. The Lions on the road. This one's going to be fun.
We're not winning that.
We are winning that.
Nope. 5 o'clock kickoff.
it's the same time in America. no. Do you know what? The Lions haven't beaten the Titans since something like 19. I don't think they've ever beaten the Titans. I think it's the Oilers so the last time they did that. That's not changing. Bri, tell me you're with me.
I already predicted tears on this one. No, I'm really big fan of what they're doing there. I really like Dan Campbell, and I'm on Ra St. Brown, the Egyptian god.
Des Fitzpatrick's better.
Well, yeah, evidently.
Khalif Raymond's better than both of them.
But no, I really, really like Detroit. And they've not had a lot to celebrate, and I just think they are really probably one of the top three sides in the league right now.
I think
we lose that one, and I think we lose it handily as well.
Fine, 4-3. We'll come back to Nashville the following week and smash the Patriots. So
yep.
we can unanimously agree on that. That's 5-3.
That's in the mud.
Chargers on the road, never easy. I feel a bit on the fence on that one.
Flip a coin on that one.
It depends what charges we're going to get.
Flip a coin. I don't have a coin.
No, that's tricky. Mars, tell us.
Heads or tails. Actor is a fan. I think we beat them because I remember looking that they had there was a game that they had around, and I don't know if it was the Harbaugh game. I don't know what it was. We beat the Bolts.
All right, 6-3 after week 10. Vikings at home. I mean, that's the sort of game that might trip us up, but the sort of game we should win, I would have thought. I don't know where the Vikings are. They should have kept Kirk Cousins.
Who's QB now?
Well, it's going to be JJ McCarthy or Sam Darnold.
The guy they drafted, yeah.
We win that one.
This is getting out of control. We're 7-3. Now, this is where things get a bit tougher. We go on the road to Houston. I think we just say we say what we're all thinking and move on from there. So we're 7-4. We go to Washington and the Commanders.
We beat Washington, but I'm not so sure about the Houston result.
We don't.
Eight and four.
Tennessee Titans. Perfect. That's just the exact game Titans lose.
All right. Okay. Oh, do you know what?
Against the Commodores.
8-4 sounds a bit unrealistic. So let's say we're 7-5 after that. I think you're right, Bri. I think that's just so crazy.
Can I just put a sandwich on this quickly? Marcus Mariota will be the quarterback against the Titans in that game. Prediction.
Stop it. We're 7-5 after 13 weeks of the season. Jags at home. Can we just say we'll split the Jags games?
No, sit on the fence. Never.
Oh, all right.
You're the host, Adam. You can say what you want.
But we will disagree.
we had a nice and sane knee.
I think that is.
I'm happy to split.
All right, we'll go. So we go 8-5, enough for the home game. Yeah, we'll lose. We play them 3 weeks later. Bengals at home. Interesting one, this.
Like, easy
there's
going
to be an
easy
angle
win.
Here.
We will destroy the Bengals.
The ultimate revenge game for the Callahans and
the
Tyler Buffles. Boyd.
And stole all their good players.
Cornerback as well. They're going downhill.
So that leaves us 9-5 with three divisional games to finish the season. We've already established we're losing to the Jags in week 17. We've got the Colts on the road before that in week 16. I mean, again, it feels a bit sitting on the fence to say we win the home ones and lose the ones on the road. And it's probably about, it feels about right, 9-5. So we would end the season 10-7 if that's how that goes down. Probably making the playoffs 10-7. Wild card, I would suspect. Does that feel about right?
Yeah, I feel like that's not too crazy. I'm sure every single professional on any NFL network show will tell us otherwise. And we're the team that no one's talking about. But when you do break down the schedule, a lot of things are going to change. But would I take that right now? Absolutely. Do I think we'd do all right if we hit the playoffs? Absolutely. Are we winning the Super Bowl this year? Absolutely.
There we go. There we go. You heard it here. Going all the way.
We need to keep this, Adam. We'll keep track on it during the season and see how we get on.
I disagree. I think this conversation should be immediately forgotten about because it's utter nonsense.
I will get a tattoo of Callahan Senior and Junior when we win the Super Bowl of a position of Brian's choice.
Oh, I thought you were just going to go with one of their faces on your chest and one on your back, like Alan Partridge tattoo. Each cheek. A Callahan on each cheek.
Oh, the dream.
Yes, if we do win it, then yes, we need to make sure this is written down, signed contract, because it will be going on each cheek, but not on his butt cheeks. It'll be going on his face.
And there's a lot of cheek to go around.
I'm sorry, Ella.
I quite prefer it, to be honest. Let's be honest.
I mean, vast improvement. What face do you want to kiss? Exactly. Oh. All right. We touched on it. The schedule release video from the Titans, now it will divide a bit of opinion. Has it run its course? I don't know. I enjoyed it. We went back. It's nice to catch up with Red Stallion Girl and see how she's getting on. She's obviously a good sport about it. So they kept in touch and got her to kind of do the interviewing. It was funny. What do you make of it, Bri?
Not going to lie, I haven't seen it.
Oh,
not seen it yet.
Oh, that's even better.
The only one I've seen is the Bengals one because I was fed it this morning at 9 a.m. But other than that, I haven't seen any. So I'm looking forward to seeing what it is all about, actually.
Okay, I'll ask Miles then, in that case. You should watch it. You should definitely watch it.
I have no idea what you're talking about. No, I'm joking.
that would have been a well-prepared segment, wouldn't it? How would you make of this? Neither of you have seen it.
Listen, I have no issue with, as you can tell by often when I'm on this podcast, I have no issue with repeating jokes and repeating funny things and hoping it works again. I think it did. Like the moment it started up and I saw Love Joe Burrow and it was the Bears, I was like, I'm in. I'm all in here because it had me laughing. I loved it. Jets peaking in 1970.
Yeah, David Carr as the Houston quarterback and Eli Manning for the Colts. There's some good stuff in there. But the Texans, they have fans.
It was the Lions being Madden Mobile Football.
I think I was a bit worried that we'd do something, either we'd just rehash the same thing and it wouldn't land, or we'd kind of ignore it and do something else. But I thought bringing the Red Stallion Girl, don't know her name, she introduced herself as Red Stallion Girl. That's all she'll ever be known as now. But bringing her back to do that was a nice little nod to it. So it gave it a twist. I think it's run its course now. I think we probably don't need to see that again in 2025. And I think it felt like last year's was actually, that was genuinely what people said. This felt like with we're teeing up a couple too many jokes here, and maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But that was my gut feeling. I enjoyed it though. It's funny, like you that the idea of ignorant people or just people being lazy or flippant about something and just coming out with that sort of comments will always be funny, and the Broadway environment works. And I think
it should be done every year. I think you should ask people who know nothing about the sport what things are, because you're going to get the best responses. We should do it for more things. We should ask them what position they think players play. We should just double down on this now. This is why I'm not involved in the media team, but they should double down on this and just go full overboard with it.
Do you not think the Titans schedule release was so good it's raised the game for everybody else now?
Others tried, didn't they? There was a couple of others. The Cowboys one was weird.
There's two.
Cowboys are weird.
It's become a bit of a weird sort of social media team competition, I think, and it's like it. Yeah, I don't know. It's a bit too much of it everywhere.
Is it like in the Premier League when, or not the Premier League, in English football, when a new player signs and they do different forms of announcements for it?
Yeah.
Because I will never get bored of them either, and I think that's why I love it so much. It's the any way that you can make it a little bit interesting is I'm all in.
But I'm sure 5 or 6 years ago this just wasn't a thing at all, and it's just become like a viral. Okay, schedule release. We're going to do something a bit different, and it's like the Chargers did their opponents as Pop-Tarts or something. Like, I mean, fine, whatever. And
did the Jags do memes or something like that? Have I made that up? No,
Vines. The Jags are going all retro because they've got their throwbacks from 30 years ago when they were formed, and so I think everything there, a lot of their content is 30 years ago. So there was like Vines,
the Bengals did every Titans team as a SpongeBob character as well.
Okay,
they did kind of two today, which was quite amusing. I think their Patrick Mahomes as Kermit was quite amusing.
Oh wow, that's gonna get clipped.
You're welcome.
There we go. That's
that was
just
pretty good, that mouse.
If you close your eyes and listen to it back, it's like Kermit's in the room.
I mean, you can literally just hit -15 on your podcatcher device right now, and you can do it. There we go. It's just sort of half hour or so from us. A little reaction to the order of the fixtures. So hopefully we'll try and do something of. There's not going to be a game over here. We'll do some kind of get together to be announced, confirmed, discussed. But we definitely have a meet up at some point this season for one of the games. No, I had no idea which one yet, but we'll try and hopefully make it when as many people are available as possible. Any quick non-Titans related? Do you want to do one? You might not have anything.
Brad, have you got anything?
Not really.
Oh,
nobody's
that's good.
Upset me this week.
No, that's all right. Okay, I think we can get out of here. I'll just say two things. One, I had no idea the Northern Lights were going to be a thing, so I missed it. Never took a picture. So screw all of you and your wonderfully photographed pictures of the sky that Friday night. Not a clue that was happening. And secondly, why didn't either of you wish me a happy birthday? How dare you?
Happy birthday. When was your birthday today?
Literally today.
Right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.